2026 meeting of CIC. We have just a couple of things on our agenda today. But as always, we have, you know, opportunity to talk about any other topics that are of interest to you. The first thing on our agenda is we have worked to complete a short micromobility report over the last month or so. Matt and Amelia and I have worked on it. And so Amelia is going to present on that. And I think Matt is going to help out with a little bit of that. So without further ado, hand it over to Amelia.
Awesome. Thank you, Matt. We're going to start by talking about just the definition of micromobility. Micromobility is any small, low-speed human or electric-powered transportation device. This can include bikes, scooters, electric-assisted bikes, which are referred to e-bikes in the report, electric scooters, e-scooters, and other small, lightweight, wheeled conveyances. AMAT's micromobility report primarily focused on the e-scooters, and much of the report explores the emergence of the shared micromobility industry. Private companies that own fleets of e-scooters or e-bikes and that are rented for short to middle distance individual trips. We prepared this report as kind of an addition to the 2024 AMAT's Active Transportation Plan to take a deeper dive into an unfamiliar emerging mode of transportation. The report can be now found on the AMAT's website, and it begins by providing an overview of the evolution of micromobility, which is a particular emphasis of the shared micromobility industry over the past 10 to 15 years. Within the report, we also look at two examples from our region, Kent and Akron, looking at how and where these services operate and have evolved. We provide ridership data for both of the cities, and the report includes several of the key benefits and challenges that face communities regarding micromobility. And the report then concludes by even providing several recommendations for local decision makers to keep in mind as they consider or manage micromobility programs within their communities. And we also recommended this report for approval earlier in the day, which it received, which was awesome as well. And I don't know if Matt Mullen or Matt Stewart wants to say anything else about it.
Anything else we need to hit on, Matt? I guess one of the things just that, you know, is kind of interest, we did, you know, look, as Amelia said, we did look in detail at both the programs in Akron and Kent and just kind of explored their ridership data and how those programs have evolved. Akron started, I think, back in 2020, and Kent started a few years after that, and we kind of looked at how those programs have changed and how their ridership trends have been going. So some pretty interesting stuff there. We looked at, you know, just the quick evolution of shared micromobility. It really has changed a lot. I mean, the industry has changed even just 2 years ago to now. It's a lot different. We're actually finding that overall, like, shared micromobility is still continuing to grow and endure a little bit. But regionally, we're seeing that it's tending to decline in popularity. So some pretty interesting stats in the report. You know, it's just a pretty small report. We think of it as just kind of an add-on to the Active Transportation Plan. But, yeah.
Yeah. And Bill asked a question, four-wheel electric vehicles, too. And, yeah, no, we didn't do golf carts. It's more just the shared mobility devices that are available to the public. So we didn't look at individual scooters or individual e-bikes or bicycles, just the shared systems that are currently located in Akron and Kent, operated by Spin.
And Bill, that's a good question. It's weird. We got that exact same question at TAC today. So you're asking a good question. So any other questions about the micromobility report? Okay. Well, the other item on our agenda is we wanted to talk a little bit about the projects that are recommended to for funding approval. We did talk a little bit at our December CIC meeting about the project applications that came in November, and we showed you kind of the list of projects and where the scores stood at that point. So since that time, we have had our what's called our TACTIP subcommittee meet, and they kind of, you know, we made sure that they agreed with our project scoring, and we reviewed and agreed upon the scores that were assigned to projects. And then one of the things we do is we kind of make sure we're all comfortable with where that line is in the funding, where, you know, what we're comfortable programming based on the funding that we believe we have available. And so based on that, we have in our meeting packet this month, we are asking our committees to approve several projects. So just some stats for you. We had, oh, I was going to try to give you all the stats on our, so we had $89.8 million in STBG requests, and we are recommending about $11.3 million in projects for to be approved. So three of those, they include the State Route 619 Corridor Improvement Project in New Franklin, Stowe Street Bridge and Roadway and Trail Improvements in Portage County. It's technically in the city of Kent, but Portage County is the sponsor. So there are a lot of multimodal improvements along that corridor of Stowe and Summit Street. And then the final projects in the city of Akron, which is corridor improvements to Waterloo Road between roughly between Interstate 77 and Arlington Road. And so those three projects together are a little over $11.3 million. We also have a resurfacing pot of money, and that I won't read through all the projects, but that's kind of a source where we're able to get a lot of our requests fulfilled. We had 13 projects that we are able to recommend that we did recommend to receive funding, totaling $12.65 million. They're kind of all across our planning region. And then finally, our TASA program, which I know a lot of you have taken a lot of interest in. Those are our active transportation projects. So this time it's kind of good news. We've actually been able to recommend, we're really over programming. This time, recommending to approve five projects totaling $4.9 million. So those five projects include the Rubber City Heritage Trail, a new phase of that in the city of Akron, Graham Road Connectivity Project, which is basically a wider shared use path along Graham Road in the city of Stowe, a Steese Road sidewalk extension, which is actually a widened sidewalk in the city of Greene, and then Veterans Rails to Trails in the city of Hudson. So this would almost kind of be like a first phase of the Veterans Trail that, you know, Task Force has been working on, but this would be the northernmost segment of that. And then finally, in the city of Fairlawn, the Shockalog to Sand Run Greenway Phase 1. Most of this would be along West Market Street, kind of starting from the Bicentennial. They're building a new park that starts near Bicentennial Park in the city of Fairlawn. So those five projects would total about $4.9 million. So that's what we're recommending, and that's what we are asking our committees this month to approve funding for. So hope you've had a chance to look through those, but happy to answer any questions on those. And Curtis, I don't know if there's anything you wanted to add on any of those projects. And Austin, I see you have a question.
Yeah. So Thank you all for approving the Hudson Rails to Trails project. I think that wasn't on the list originally in the December meeting. So I guess that one was moved up. And what was the change there that moved it up in the scoring?
So, sorry, I thought I was on mute. The major change was they did not originally get 5 points for owning the right of way, and they were incredibly close to having it. They had approval from the Service Transportation Board. They had the loan agreement or the purchase agreement, but it had not yet been executed. So they came to our subcommittee meeting in early January with that information, and because of that, the committee decided to award them the 5 points that then bumped them up higher, that allowed us to kind of go down and grab it.
Okay, that's great. I also noticed that project was approved for $1.1 million, I believe. Did you all increase the maximum grant for TASSA this year?
Yeah, unfortunately, no, because they were $1 million last year, right, Austin? Or 2 years ago. I believe they were $1 million two years ago.
Yeah.
So what Amy was doing this year to reflect the true program cost was she included the PDIP funds, which is the $100,000 or 10% project delivery funding that we can pay for. So it gave us more of a true reflection of the last time we did this. You know, we say if you get the project done in 4 years, we'll give you an extra $100,000 to go against the 20% local share. And this time she put it in the table just so we had a better, like, hey, if everybody meets their project delivery goals, this would be the true reflected cost.
Oh, okay. Great. Thank you. Curtis, looks like you're muted.
Yeah, I was accidentally. Sorry. Bill, I saw your question about, I think it's OKI, which is the Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana MPO, but I'm struggling to see where that 3.1, the reference to the 3.1 million to help answer that question. Oh, here we go. Let's see. Amy had said, yeah, so essentially before we start our year, that $2.1 million from OKI came off the books first. So basically that $2.1 is gone and we are $3.1 currently in the negative if we deliver all our projects. So that $3.1 that we have to find a loan partner for those funds if all of the projects are delivered on time as we hope. So the last loan to OKI was already paid back, and then we'll be looking for a loan for the fiscal year 2026. Or I'm sorry, yeah, fiscal year 2026 in June.
And Dave, I'm seeing your chat that just popped up. Yes, this would be the section of rail just south of the main line that goes from there to Barlow Road.
May I ask how far south is this funding for?
To Barlow Road.
And does it in any way involve dismantlement of the track?
I don't know that I don't think the funding does, but I know that that line is being sold. Is it directly from NS, Curtis?
Yeah. Norfolk Southern selling it to Hudson.
Selling their portion of the CANC, therefore stranding the Summit or the Metro track as a stub-in line. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes.
All right. I'll have to get my team working on that. I want to go on record on the minutes as opposing any public funding for dismantlement or trailing a existing railroad with track on it. I go in opposition to that. Please be so noted and pass that along to the policy committee. The wrong thing to be doing in the 21st century.
We will be noting it in the minutes and letting the committees be aware of it.
Make that one line very clear. Very wrong thing to do in the 21st century, or something along those lines. Has the NS formally abandoned that portion? I guess they could convey it, but if there's still a common carrier obligation, we'll have to check on all that.
Yeah, and my understanding is it was signed off by the Surface Transportation Board, and NS is bequeathing, but I don't understand that process, to be honest, Dave, in terms of what has to happen first or before NS actually divests. But they have no interest in that piece, so I think they're actually interested in selling it.
Forever isolates Akron, Ohio, from its connection to the main line. That's not what Mr. Path had envisioned many years ago when he purchased that railroad. That's his connection to Cleveland. And I'd like to preserve Mr. Path's will. And for those of you that don't know Mr. Path, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, that was the executive director of Metro. Is that his correct title?
Yeah, general manager, I think, at the time was what it was. But, yeah, that's correct.
Kurt Conrad was also his, assistant and was very supportive of that. I think we're dishonoring his business acumen of trying to move forward into the 21st century of providing alternate transportation instead of using highways. Now, I do want to go on record as not opposing trails. I can tolerate rails with trails. I do not support dismantlement of railroad track for a trail, and I'll have to take this up with my team, NS and the STB, to try to stop that from happening. And I do apologize for you trail people, but we can move the trail to the side. We can leave the track in place and preserve that connectivity to Summit County and Akron, Cuyahoga Falls, and places farther south. That's all I have.
Okay. Yeah, we will make sure we pass that on and during the public comment period of the policy meeting next week. Good comment.
One more question while we're lingering here. We still don't have any railroad person on the technical advisory committee. Is that still our dilemma?
That's correct. We've had no interest in the position.
Well, unfortunately, I'm working for a railroad out of state, so I don't think I can apply for that. But we'll need to see if we could find somebody to fill that position to preserve the interest of the railroads in AMAT's region.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing I'll say, Dave, is in this case, you know, NS itself is leading the charge. So they are the railroad. I'm not sure. I think that there's just been this idea that based on the condition of that track, that the expense of possibly, you know, getting even up to usable form is a very, very heavy lift.
Well, they only respect Wall Street. They have no business sense to look for the future. They're only honoring their stockholders' wishes.
We have a member on TAC, a non-voting member, Bill Callison.
Okay, well, that is all we have for our agenda, but are there any other questions for the good of the order?
I had one more question related to, I guess while we're on the topic of rails,
Sure.
Have you all heard anything about Metro's divestment from the Akron Secondary Line by any chance?
No, I've not. I don't think I've heard anything since our last CIC meeting, actually.
Okay. We had heard that Summit County and the communities along the rail line had met in January. I haven't confirmed that, and I don't know how the discussion went or what the outcome was, but
same Austin. We haven't heard anything or been updated since before the holidays.
Okay.
And that includes having a few conversations. I'm sorry, Dave, hold on. That includes having a few conversations with Hudson and Stowe, and I haven't heard anything from those parties either.
Okay, if I may, my informational sources said that nothing was discussed about the rail line at the last AMATS board meeting.
Correct. This was in response to, I think, a Metro RTA board meeting.
And then I just wanted to make one other comment in case you all weren't aware. I think the cities of Hudson and Kent both were awarded bronze awards through the Bicycle Friendly mm-hmm. Community Program. And Cuyahoga Falls once again received honorable mention recognition. So that's great for our region. I'm still trying to figure out how to get Cuyahoga Falls up to the bronze level. But yeah, we'll continue pushing for that over the next few years. I think the city's really interested in getting that award and, just need to make some additional improvements. I think on the education and equity scoring, those were the lowest categories. So we'll have to look for some opportunities there. But just wanted to share that. Sounds like you all were aware. So,
yeah, I got the. I think it was 2 weeks ago or last week. I heard that got that press release, and yeah. And I heard Cleveland got a silver award, which is there aren't too many of those in the country. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're the second silver bicycle friendly community in the state after Dayton, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Or maybe Dublin. Maybe it's Dublin. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, pretty quick meeting. Not too bad. Can't complain. really thank you all for participating and, you know, if there's any last minute questions, please feel free right now. Otherwise, we'll be closing up shop. I guess it's just too cold for a public meeting today. So, but all right, guys. Well, thank you so much for participating. And yep, as Bill Mackey says, goodbye. So have a great night, everyone. Take care.
Thank you all.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Bye. Thanks for participating.
41 degrees here in Washington. Goodbye, everyone.
Not bad, Dave.
Keep warm.
See you, Dave.
Bye now.